We get to Mayim Achroinim, as far as Achille. Just want to mechazik to Oilim. We're going to Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach today make some kind of a program for tonight for the Schus of Rufol Chaim Doiv. They're doing another type of treatment for the lung, which a doctor came up with yesterday, a new possible treatment that could maybe Chazdei Hashem expedite a refuah, because Dovi's been in a pretty frozen spot for a while. And when you're in that situation, you're in a frozen spot, it's dangerous. Can't be in that matzav. It's like a shtikul neis. The whole matzav is a shtikul neis. So it's mamish a shasa kosher. The next 3-4 days is a shasa kosher. My son Svi in Eretz Yisrael is making a whole tefillah in Eretz Yisrael by the Kaisel tonight, 7:45. So tell me them are going to be over there by the Kaisel. So we're going to have something. I have to talk over with Rabbi Yemen on whole exactly what. I have certain ideas, but I have to get permission from the higher authorities to what we should do tonight in yeshiva. But besides what we're going to do tonight, the oilum should be mischazik. So Chazman, now we just went through Purim, we brought down from the Chassam Sefer. Purim Kotna has a deraisa dik in the kuda to it. The Iker, one of the Iker besisim of Purim, came avur from all the Mamori Chazal and the Mitzvah Sayyoyim. It's all Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Stoke, Kolapoy Shet Yad Noistim Loi. Matonis Lev Yoinim. Mishloich Manis, according to the Trumas Adesha. Either it's lahagdil reyim, or it's to make sure somebody should have a suda. So chay suda. The ganze, the shkola midach, like the Al-Sheikh says, is the Indian for the Ichud Yisrael. And in fact, I was always medayik from Medrash Rabbe that the whole sakon of Purim happened because of a lack of arvas. The ganze, the whole ma'aseh from Purim. Either because they were nenem misudosu yishalach hashverish. And that the Gemara has a kasha shebishushin yachoygu. Only shushin. Why the rest of the world? Came up with another reason. Shtachvul etzelem. Shtachvul etzelem also, the Rishonim asked, was only a shichayim. Who was left from the shtachvul etzelem? So really, according to both versions, there was a gather here of arvus. Klal Yisrael as a nation had an arvus, of responsibility. The Beis Halevi says that's the whole union of the Chet Egel. Eilu Lehecha Yisrael, the Beis Halevi says, how many people worship the Egel B'Poyel? 3,000 people. What percentage of Klai Yisrael actually worship the Egel Azov? Very small percentage. Very small percentage. Fakel, we could barimtzach that most of Klai Yisrael didn't fall prey to the Egel. Zok the Beis Halevi, yeah, but there was no harvest. There was no harvest. And that's why in order to be a Levi, you have to be Mila Hashem Elai. Who's gonna feel an arvus? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say who didn't worship the Egel. That wasn't enough. Moshe didn't get up and say who didn't worship the Egel. He said, Mila Hashem, who's ready to take Achrayas? And that's the whole idea. That's why Purim, the mitzvah Zayim, all Achrayas. The Brisker Rav says an unbelievable Chiddush. The Brisker Rav says even Sudas Purim, we find a special mitzvah to bring people to the Sudah. You don't find it everywhere. Mishpocha, mishpocha. That's how the Brisker Rav learns the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin, where the Gemara says Machalfi Sudasayu Adodi. Right? So most of the Rishonim understand that means that if I have a Suda, you have a Suda, we just have to switch it with Makayim Shleich Manas. I give you my Suda, you give you my Suda. Faltik. That's the simple way to learn. Rashi says Zeh Soyed Etzlei Bishonazu, Vezeh Soyed Etzlei Bishonazu. Basically, each year, you eat by me one year, I eat by you next year. So the obvious question is, how am I eating Shleich Manas the year that I eat by you? There's all kinds of vayte pshotim. Mamish vayte pirushim. Right? The Brisker Rav says it's not Shleich Manas. There's an Indian to eat together. By poor, my Indian. It's a Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush because that whole sugi is a Shleich Manas sugi. But that's on the side. I'm just saying that's all the mitzvahs are here. Lech knois is kol ayudim. Because the whole sakon of Purim was not enough arvus. Not enough responsibility. either not responsibility for the people in Shushan, not responsibility for the Dor HaKodom that was in Shtachvul Etzelem. And the Mela, all the mitzvahs Hayoim reflect an Achrayas. Fakir, you do have an Achrayas. It's in Tassant Azach. You don't find anywhere else. Mamash Kolot Arkulah. That an Osh, that a non-Oni has a responsibility that you have to make sure he has a Suda. So Matonis Lev Yainim we know is for that reason. Matonis Lev Yainim is to be that every poor person should have Tzorchei Purim. But the Trumas HaDeshen is Mechanish, that Mishloach Monis is like that also. So I was Medayik from the Trumas HaDeshen, that this is the only Yom Tov like that. Even Pesach Zadin from Moishchitim, it's all for Aniyim. It's all, by every Yom Tov, the Rambam says that if somebody's Noyel Talso, he's Beisai, and he doesn't support Aniyim, he's Simchas Milei Kresa. It's not called Simchas Yom Tov. Right? That's true. But where do you find, the culture at least that I'm aware of, Toilam knows another marker from somewhere else, where do you find on another Yom Tov where an usher has to worry about another guy who's not an Ani? Besides for taking care of the Aniyim, you should be Maspik Tzorchei Tzudah for other people. It's a Spitz level of Arvus. It's a Spitz level. That's why the place can bring down, according to the Trumas HaDeshen. If it's Altstocker, so you give money, like Matonis Lavien. But Mishloach Manus, you're not Yetzer with money, because it's not for an Ani. It's for somebody. Make sure you have food for Purim. Why won't you have Purim food? If you have money, why shouldn't you have food? Maybe you don't have. It's a Spitz Darga of Arvus that you don't find anywhere else. That I have to worry even about non-aniyim. Even about non-aniyim. Chazal made a takona for non-aniyim to be maspik tzorchei suda for each other. Haloi doverhu. But I think that since the takona came from a lack of ischaivus, the tikkun of it had to be a spitzachreis. Spitzachreis. So here we have one of the Bnei Chaburah, one of the children of the Mamish Daskonim be Yeshiva Lev and Nefesh, who's the Yedid of all of ours. So we don't understand. It becomes stale. By me, it doesn't become stale because I'm too inside. I'm too bifnim. And I talk to Ben Sin come out every day, or sometimes multiple times a day. So by me, it's not stale. But it becomes stale. I don't blame anybody. That's the human nature. But one thing I guarantee you, Dovi is not stale. He doesn't feel stale from this. Every day he's calling me with a different shaila. Sometimes he calls me for a heter that they should shut the machine. That's how much tzar he's in. Not being magazim. Dovi is the chalam. He wants to go through the sugya. Maybe they're allowed. Obviously he doesn't mean it. Obviously he wants to be b'siyata d'shmayim is gaber. But you know what it's when you're in pain? The last time I was there, I had to explain to them. I said, imagine somebody needs a root canal. You know how it could be pain from a root canal? You could be going out of your kalem. Imagine you get to the dentist's office. The dentist says, I'll be available in 2 weeks. And you're sitting there flying off the roof. He says, yeah, no problem. In 2 weeks, I'll give you, what would you say? Shoot me. Yeah, but that's not... So I had to explain to Dovi, you should understand, even if you feel I'm all like, that's it. It's normal. You can't think rational when you're in a constant state. So if you really were nice and boil, for the last year and a half, you wouldn't be able to be the same person that you are. You wouldn't be able to. By me, it's Domo Kol Simcha. Every Simcha I go to, it's a little bit faded because of the matzah. It's not the same, you know. It's not the same. The last year and a half, you know, I always have royal attire. Veludoy galchum beis amigdos. So Chazal said, "Is the isra lamalo ischoik piv, boil amazet," which means there always has to be a pesistikul. Avadi, you should be happy. It should be a pesist damper, you know. Yeah. It's like somebody has something over their head. It's a shtickle, a damper. And I see people that have a sickness. So long, even when they're not in pain and they're home, and so long that the disease is hovering over them, they're doyeg. There's a daige. Does that mean they can't be happy? Yeah, they're happy. You tell them a joke, they laugh. But they're still in the cup. There's a daige. There's a thought. What's going to be with that? At least That's a madrega we should all strive for. That every day at least to think, to be dayak. But now over the next couple of days that they're trying a whole new thing, and in Dovi's matzav, any new thing that they try is a complicated thing, very complicated. So the olam should b'chlal over the next couple of days. Like I said, tonight we're going to do something very special. The Manal was outside. I mentioned before I have to get reshus from the Manal before I decide what we're going to do. I have ideas. But tonight there will be a very special program in Yeshiva. But I'm asking the Olam Bechlal to feel an oil, to be noisib oil, an emissa oil. An emissa oil, for, not just for another Yid, not just for another Choshev Yid. Mamish Mishpacha. Mishpacha, there's a much bigger chiv. Kivega says in Ulchas Tztok, Amayu de Kachidish, he says that we know that there's a din aniyah yircha koidmin. Yeah? So people in your city have kedima. That means it comes to give tztok, yeah? So you have to give to the people in your city first. Aniyah yircha koidmin. Korov koidmin. Kivega says that if you live on a street, let's say you live on Forshe Road, and there's an oraman on Forshe Road, there's another oraman on 306. Forshe Road has a bigger chiv. Right? It's not just Ircha. Ircha, you could touch up in a more broader way. No, there used to be, they had a tax on the city. A meches. Tztaka was given out, Lafina Foshes. It was a city, it was like a tax. Like in Ramapo, you have Ramapo taxes. But Kivega is saying no. Besides for Ir, because they Zicha didn't give meches for Tztaka based on the Shchuna. It was on the Ir. Kivega is still saying that you have more of an obligation for your block. What's the pshat of Kivega? Because in all the mitzvahs of tzedakah and chesed, everything, it always says kisira. A yid is mechuyev to be in touch with what he sees. You can't be oblivious. So here we have one of the mishpacha from the yeshiva that's literally bitzar, bisakono ubitzar, for a year and a half straight. It's really 2 years, but a year and a half straight. It's mamish, it's on your block, it's in your house. So the oilam has a tremendous chiv really every day. Every day to do something. But the next 3 days have to be mashu miyuchad. Mizultaka zeicha zayin, ois peilam bad eibish tetak. They think it's...